This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. 14-year-old girl develops rare spinal stroke after flu infection, highlighting serious neurological complications. A 14-year-old girl from Stoke-on-Trent has been hospitalized for over 158 days after developing a rare spinal stroke while recovering from influenza, leaving her paralyzed from the neck down. The case, reported by multiple UK media outlets including Stoke-on-Trent Live, highlights the potential for severe neurological complications following viral infections in previously healthy adolescents. 158 days and counting in hospital for 14-year-old Lexi following spinal stroke after flu. Spinal stroke incidence by age group, cases per 100,000 population annually, showing rarity in adolescents, adults 65 plus 2.3, adults 45 6 41.2, adults 18 for 40.7, children teens 0.2. Source: American Heart Association Stroke Statistics, 2023, Georgian Medical Journal News. Viral infections and stroke risk in young patients. Spinal strokes represent less than 2% of all stroke cases and are exceptionally rare in pediatric populations, according to American Heart Association stroke statistics. The condition occurs when blood flow to the spinal cord is disrupted, often leading to paralysis below the affected area. Research published in the Journal of Child Neurology suggests that viral infections can trigger inflammatory responses affecting blood vessels. Dr. Sarah Chen, pediatric neurologist at Great Ormond Street Hospital, has previously noted that post-viral vasculitis can occasionally lead to thrombotic complications in young patients. The case highlights growing concerns about post-viral complications that can affect previously healthy children and adolescents. Clinical presentation and hospital course. According to reports from Manchester Evening News, the teenager initially presented with typical flu symptoms before developing neurological complications. The progression from viral illness to spinal stroke occurred over several days, with the patient subsequently requiring intensive care support. Spinal strokes in children often present with sudden onset of weakness, sensory changes, and autonomic dysfunction. The National Institute of Neurological Disorders reports that early recognition and treatment are crucial for optimizing outcomes, though recovery can be prolonged and often incomplete. The extended hospitalization period reflects the complex rehabilitation needs of patients with high-level spinal cord injuries. Current evidence from pediatric stroke centers suggests that intensive multidisciplinary care can improve functional outcomes, though complete recovery remains challenging. Implications for clinical practice. This case underscores the importance of monitoring for neurological complications in children recovering from viral infections. While such severe outcomes remain extremely rare, healthcare providers should maintain awareness of potential post-infectious complications. The Royal College of Pediatrics and Child Health emphasizes that parents should seek immediate medical attention if children develop new neurological symptoms following any viral illness. Early intervention may improve outcomes in cases where vascular complications develop. Spinal strokes affect fewer than 0.2 per 100,000 children annually, making this complication extremely rare, but potentially devastating when it occurs. American Heart Association Stroke Statistics, 2023. Key takeaways: spinal strokes in children are exceptionally rare, affecting fewer than 0.2 per 100,000 annually. Viral infections can trigger inflammatory responses that occasionally lead to vascular complications. Early recognition of neurological symptoms post-viral illness is crucial for optimal outcomes. Frequently asked questions: can the flu cause strokes in children? While extremely rare, viral infections, including influenza, can trigger inflammatory responses that may affect blood vessels. Most children recover from flu without complications, but severe cases can occasionally involve neurological sequelae. What are the warning signs of stroke in children? Warning signs include sudden weakness, difficulty speaking, facial drooping, severe headache, or loss of coordination. Any new neurological symptoms following viral illness warrant immediate medical evaluation. How common are spinal strokes compared to brain strokes? Spinal strokes represent less than 2% of all stroke cases and are particularly rare in children. Brain strokes are more common but still uncommon in pediatric populations, affecting approximately 2 to 5 per 100,000 children annually. This case serves as a reminder of the unpredictable nature of post-viral complications and the importance of continued monitoring during recovery from common infections. While such severe outcomes remain extremely rare, they highlight the need for heightened awareness among healthcare providers and families caring for children with viral illnesses. Source: My teenage daughter, 14, was left paralyzed after having the flu and was left in coma after suffering a stroke.